This week and next, I'm following my own counsel and taking some much-needed time off as I take elegant care of myself. When I come back, I'll have some new things to share with you. In the meantime, here's the first of two rebroadcasts of my early episodes. This week, we'll saddle up and ride into a storm with a few cowboys as they learn what it means to pay attention. Next week, we'll watch a flight of egrets fly across a line of dark clouds in the distance, and we'll notice the peace that came as a result of becoming still as they passed by. I hope you enjoy them, and I look forward to joining you again soon. Till then, here's episode 9, called When You're Ready to Listen. It's been said that better questions lead to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter. Our consideration today, one of the essential qualities of learning, truly listening. I'll open with a fragment of a story that I'm writing. And although you may not ride horses, especially not in a thunderstorm, you might recognize a bit of yourself in the story. Stay with me, as a cowboy learns a lesson the hard way. And then, I'll share a few thoughts about making that process a lot easier. In the far north pasture, we dismounted on knee-high grass that swayed in the breeze as we walked through it. Then we tied our horses and stepped under the wide umbrella of a stand of old cathedral oaks. Not a man to rush, C.W. sat his horse a while, eyes closed, his weathered face turned to take in what galloped toward him on the wind. We kept our voices low and let him be. In a while, his saddle creaked when he stepped down and offered private praise to his horse, his hand stroking the animal from pole to shoulder. "Rain soon," he said when he joined us. Then he brought out his makings and took his time as he rolled a smoke one-handed, lit it, and stood there listening without saying another word. It was just a trace. But on the breeze, I finally caught the scent I'd not been still enough to notice. Dust and rain and prairie grass all mixed together in that tumbling of dry earth and wet sky. Then, from the southern ridge, a low, drawn-out rumbling. I stepped out of the trees and around the horses and saw the storm clawing its way across the hills, and I knew it would be on top of us in minutes. C.W. stepped out, stripped his cigarette, and put the bit of paper in his vest pocket. Then he untied his slicker from the cantle of his saddle, shook it out, and put it on. He mounted up without a word and rode out toward the storm. And we lit out right behind him. Soon enough, the sky darkened and all but swallowed us, pounding us with buckshot rain as we made the hard ride back to shelter. Up ahead of us, CW's yellow slicker glistened in the lightning, and I had to laugh at my rain-soaked self. In my mind, I could hear him saying, as he often does, "You'll figure it out eventually." He was right, of course. When we finally reached the barn and I hauled my saddle and blanket to the tack room, I passed by him close enough to hear him whisper, chuckling under his breath, "Well?" He didn't wait for my answer. He didn't need one. Men like CW know that when you're ready to listen, the lesson speaks for itself. The literal translation of the word meek has nothing to do with being weak or being a pushover. The word means teachable, implying the qualities of humility and willingness and the keeping of an open mind. In fact, doesn't it take a certain strength to learn anything? It's often said that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When that student is truly teachable, how often the teacher is life itself. Unlike the narrator in my story, I've never galloped through a thunderstorm without a slicker. But I'll confess that by not paying attention, I've certainly made countless other mistakes, some of which cost me more than I was prepared to pay. I'm more than fortunate that in time, life and something inside me worked together to soften me enough that I was finally willing to become more present and to listen from a deeper place. I think of the personal motto of the artist Michelangelo when he wrote in Latin, "Ancora imparo," which translates to English, "I'm still learning." Isn't it good to know that when we're paying attention, we can always learn something new? And that when we get the lesson, we might even avoid making the mistake a second time. One sure way of making the learning process quicker and easier is to stop adding judgment to the mistake. I think of how many times I've berated myself, applying labels that I acquired from other people. Every time I did it, I shut down just a little bit more. And yet, each time we intentionally suspend the habit of judgment, something in us relaxes and we open a little. Think about it. One of the things that has made it possible for you to arrive at this point in your life, this moment, is that you've been learning day by day, every single day of your life. And so, because that's true, as you intentionally stop to breathe and open your awareness today, just a little more, as you choose to withdraw self-judgment, I wonder what life will be able to show you. And I wonder what you'll learn. This week, I'm choosing to ask myself the beautiful question over and over. How may I let go and really pay attention as I fully listen in this moment? If you're willing to join me, are you also willing to relax a little bit and to ask that question of yourself? The question is, how may I stop and let go and be still enough to pay attention as I really listen in this moment? Again, how may I stop what I'm doing and let go long enough to be still enough to pay attention as I fully listen in this moment? But don't work at it. Play with it. Make it a game. As you do, it will become easier. And as it becomes easier, you'll become more successful. Aren't you worth that? Once again, I thank you for listening. I'm always inspired to be consciously collaborating with you, as together we focus on creating better possibilities for ourselves and for the world. As always, I look forward to your comments and to your feedback. You can find my free podcasts and guided relaxation audios by searching for The Beautiful Question in the podcast section of iTunes, as well as finding them on SoundCloud. If you find them useful or encouraging, please feel free to share them. It's my hope to reach a broader audience as I continue to give them away. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is written, recorded, and produced by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, and becoming better engaged with things that truly matter.